Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled Becoming God's Servant.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right, let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? The word of the Lord. Our text from Isaiah is the first reading we have for this Wednesday of Holy Week. And it really continues in a series. There is in the book of the prophet Isaiah what has come to be understood these days, four significant hymns or poems that are referred to as servant songs. The theme of servanthood is widespread throughout the Old Testament and in the book of the prophet Isaiah. But these four in particular stand out as descriptions of what it means to be a servant, which is biblically, basically, a servant of the Lord, God's servants. And during this Holy Week, what is amazing is that the church offers us this theme of becoming servants as a way of approaching Holy Week, because these four servant hymns are read throughout the week. You have the first one on Monday, the second servant poem on Tuesday. Today, this is the third, and the fourth we will have on Good Friday. In between, on Thursday, there is the story from the Gospel of John of the washing of the feet. And so it is a week devoted to our awareness of what does it mean to be God's servant. Now, sometimes this servant is understood as an individual, sometimes as a community, the community of Israel, sometimes as someone who lives here now, in the present, or at times it may simply be an ideal figure, a description of the Messiah to come. In Christian thought, of course, these servant poems all get applied to our understanding of the passion of Jesus Christ. That rich theme of servanthood, basically what does it mean? It means someone who listens to the Lord, someone who hears the voice of the Lord, someone, in other words, who is really obedient in heart and mind, obedient to the Lord. We have that, in fact, in our text today, where it says the Lord opens the ear of the servant that he might hear. So the foundational sense of being a servant is to be open to hearing the voice of the Lord. But sometimes if we do what the Lord asks of us frequently, it does involve suffering. pain, which led to the notion of the suffering servant, the one who, in following God's call, sees suffering as a dimension, if you will, of that discipleship, the one who suffers. We see that in a very profound way in our text today also, and in many different ways throughout the scriptures. Indeed, what is said is, I gave my back to those who beat me. In other words, what is it that we endure as a part of our vocation in life? Also, the servant says, I have set my face like flint, knowing that in the end I shall not be put to shame. Knowing that indeed, at some point probably, we were put to shame, but we are able to break through that. The servant may well be someone persecuted, someone falsely accused, someone unappreciated, someone who does something that goes without any recognition or prestige. The suffering of the servant, and at a very deep level, which we find in the fourth of these servant songs on Good Friday, is that sometimes that suffering is a kind of atonement vicariously for others. The more we become aware of our deep solidarity as one people in the body of Christ, that indeed there is at times that my suffering can bear the wounds of others, be a consequence perhaps of the woundedness of the body of Christ. So although during Holy Week these servant songs are given to us in order for us to appreciate what Jesus is going to go through and who he is, and one image of how he and his passion might be understood as God's faithful servant, they also challenge us to ask, what does it mean for me to be God's servant? As I ponder that, something I've often thought is that in our lives, God sometimes does ask a burden of us that, humanly speaking, we are unable to bear, a cross too heavy. God sometimes does ask a burden of us, his servants, something that, humanly speaking, we cannot bear. And yet in our text today from the prophet Isaiah, it speaks several times about the Lord God. And it says twice, the Lord God is my help. The Lord God is my help. The Lord God is my help. And the response to our psalm will be, Lord, in your great love, answer me. The awareness that God is with us. So, although sometimes God asks of us to bear a burden that, humanly speaking, it's impossible for us to bear, God always gives us the grace to bear it. It doesn't mean it's less burdensome, but it does mean that God carries that cross with us and enables us to break through to the other side. And we might say sometimes, maybe from hindsight, afterthought, not only did we bear the burden with God's help, but we are grateful for God having allowed us to share in the sufferings of the body of Christ. And that is a profound aspect of what it means to be not only a servant, a suffering servant, one who can suffer even vicariously for others, because we see who we are in the body of Christ as bearing the burdens of each other. God gives us the grace, and we are grateful for being able to participate in the pain of the body of Christ. This is a blessing. Interestingly, in our readings this Wednesday of Holy Week, the gospel text is the story of Judas. The exact opposite, in many ways, of what this servant of God is. Who are we called to be and to become as we meditate upon these servant texts during this Holy Week? Let us indeed be able to say, the Lord God has given us well-trained tongues that we might speak to the weary. What is one of the effects of our bearing up under the cross that we are asked to carry? It can lead us into being compassionate toward others. For others who suffer, most often more than I, sometimes impossible to imagine what they are asked to endure. But our own suffering can lead to compassion for others. And if I am inclined to complain, let me realize that the Lord is with me. The Lord God is my help, will carry me through, and with gratitude, I should say to the Lord, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Help me to love one another as you love them. May you continue to have a holy week.